But I want to get your thoughts. Hopefully you've seen it on Whiplash.
Yes. I have to say that I thought as the only exposure for many people to classical music and the world of how some teachers have operated, I thought it was a terrible thing to do. I thought it was an abusive movie, mentally, physically, but I'm saying that from someone who grew up in that school. I had a really, really, really tough, emotionally tough, Hungarian teacher who pushed us. And he pushed us to places that we never thought we could go. And it made me a better conductor. And he's passed away, but I can still hear him yelling at me, and I can still, when I study scores, I still hear him telling us certain things. So I think in a way it's really healthy for the current public, the mass public, to see a style of teaching that has been around. It's not acceptable these days. I mean, he would be thrown in jail in many cases, you know, or brought up on charges for abuse. But it just goes to show that there are different ways to learn. There are also different ways to teach.
And it is an honest representation of one way of teaching.
Yeah, and one person.
Right.
You know, I never had things thrown at me. I never had a chair thrown at me, but I was brought to tears. I cried in front of an orchestra, and it was not pleasant at the time, but it was a way of teaching, forcing learning, and sometimes the political correctness that we are all sort of sworn to do these days, it can take a long time to get something accomplished. My teacher would sometimes just stop and tell it like it is. That's wrong. Why? This. That. Go. No. Stop. Yes. Whereas, you know, we could say now, we'd say, excuse me, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, would you possibly consider doing something the other way, as long as it's not too offensive or cause too much trouble for you? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not allowed. If you try to pull that in any orchestra situation, now not teaching, but going to the orchestra site, oh, you'd be fired. You would never be invited back. So as a guest conductor, I think I'm a nice guy anyway. I am also a professional. I'm very demanding. I feel obliged to get out of that performance exactly what the composer wrote in the score. So if we do something two times, three times, four times, and maybe not four times with a professional orchestra, but I'll say, look, folks, I hope you understand, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for the composer. This is what the composer wrote. Now we're doing it the way that it was intended to be done.
Stepping out of the fact that you're a conductor, which is hard, but as a story, as something that engaged you, you would have to say the movie certainly did.
It did. It engaged me, but it also worried me that this may be the only exposure that some people have in terms of how classical music is taught. There's no sort of like disclaimer that says, this is only one example of one story of one music teacher. I think I saw somebody posting on Facebook something as a response to it, like, you know, I had a music teacher once who loved me and inspired me, and that's what got me to where I am, which was, I think, a little bit of a jab at Whiplash. But I don't really know the history of it, if it was a book or why it was made or anything, but my music friends had asked me, and then I watched it on an airplane once, and I was like, oh my God, really? It was a little shocking for me. In fact, it's a little bit of an analogy to my teacher when we had a heart-to-heart at one point. I had a six-hour conducting lesson with him in Paris. All we did was have coffee and, you know, at the table. We never even stopped. And he was describing this six-week summer program where I had first met him. And he said, you know, the first week I have to figure out what is this student's illness. What can I do as a teacher to make it better? Then the second week you have to cut out the cancer. And the remaining 4 weeks, you have to try to let it grow as a new bud on a tree, in a new direction, in a better, healthier direction. And I'd never thought of it that way. But then I'd been there 5 or 6 years, and we started to see the young kids coming in, and these arrogant kids would come up on the podium and say, I can conduct this. And, oh, we knew that teacher was going to go after that one. He said, you are not God's gift to the conducting world.
Yeah, it's got to be an interesting thing, because there is that balance of confidence, arrogance, and ego that is really, really hard, particularly in a role like yours.
Yeah. Well, some of us have said amongst my friends and colleagues, they say 50% of my being wants to ask people, what do you think about me? And 50% has to say, I don't care. I'm here to do my job. You know, I remember coaching a chorus where somebody responded to me and said, well, that's not how we normally do it. And I said, I understand that, but for this project given today I'm the maestro, tomorrow I'm not going to be here, and you can do it a different way. But for this project in this particular place, I need you to do it this way because that's the composer's intent.